Hello, everyone. Welcome again to another Word for Today with Ray. Oh, what a joy it is to day by day be able to open the Word of the Living God, and particularly in this book of the Gospel of John, just learning what Jesus did so that we could live eternally with God, going through the punishments he did, and now eventually the crucifixion. We just ought to bow our head in reverence to him for this and give him thanks. So let's go to the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, we do give you thanks and praise today for your book, the Bible, to be able to discover who you are and what you have done for us through your Son, Jesus. And Lord, today we are just humbling ourselves. We're asking you to open our eyes and our ears and our hearts and our minds to receive from you today that which you have prepared for us. Lord, we ask you by your Holy Spirit to guide us into all truth, and to empower us to live according to that truth so that our lives will be pleasing to you. We're just excited to see what you have for us today. And we thank you for these things in Jesus' name. Amen. The title to today's lesson is, Who Are You? It's taken from the book of John, chapter 19, and verse 9. The apostle John wrote how Pilate therefore took Jesus and scourged him. And the soldiers plaited a crown of thorns and put it on his head, and they put on him a purple robe and said, Hail, King of the Jews! And they smote him with their hands. Pilate therefore went forth again and said unto them, Behold, I bring him forth to you, that you may know that I find no fault in him. Then came Jesus forth, wearing the crown of thorns and the purple robe. And Pilate said unto them, Behold the man. When the chief priests therefore and officers saw him, they cried out, saying, Crucify him, crucify him. Pilate said unto them, Take you him and crucify him, for I find no fault in him. The Jews answered him, We have a law, and by our law he ought to die, because he made himself the Son of God. When Pilate therefore heard that saying, he was the more afraid. And in chapter 19 and verse 9 of his book, John shared how Pilate asked Jesus, Who are you? Where we read, And went again unto the judgment hall, and said unto Jesus, Who are you? But Jesus gave him no answer. The verse reads, And went again unto the judgment hall, and said unto Jesus. John began with the words, And went again, which means, And Pilate departed another time into the judgment hall, or into the praetorian, and said unto Jesus, which means, And uttered, declared, proclaimed, and asked the Son of God, the Savior of mankind, and God incarnate, whose name means Jehovah is salvation, the following question. John shared how Pilate re-entered the praetorian and asked the following question of Jesus. The verse goes on to say, Who are you? But Jesus gave him no answer. John continued with the words, Who are you? Or from what place, origin, and source do you, Jesus, come from? But Jesus, which means, however, nonetheless, notwithstanding, and moreover, the Son of God, the Savior of mankind, and God incarnate, whose name means Jehovah is salvation, gave him no answer, or provided, made ready, and produced not a single reply or response. John shared how Pilate asked Jesus about his origin, but Jesus gave him no reply. When we consider John's words in this verse, we learn how Pilate returned to the praetorium where Jesus was and asked him about his origin. Jesus did not respond to him, and we shall see how Pilate reacts to his silence in our next verse. For now, let it suffice us to consider Pilate's question to Jesus, Who or from what source are you? And when we discover the answer, let us yield ourselves to the Son of God, who alone is able to forgive sins, provide eternal life, and enable us to have a personal relationship with his Father God. Next time, John shares how Pilate asked Jesus, Speak you not unto me? So read ahead, and we shall join together then. Until tomorrow, there is more. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May he make his face to shine upon you. May he lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace as you continue to study his word in Jesus' name.